Where do you see things moving forward in renal cell and a lot of tumors? Obviously, biologic therapy is being looked at right now. And you hear a lot about combinations, you know, vertical and horizontal, which I'm not even sure exactly what they are, downstream, upstream. I know you're part of a paper here at ASCO looking at sunitinib and temsirolimus. Is that something? It looks to me like there's a lot of interest in that concept.
Yeah, there's a lot of interest because I think in oncology, we're always taught that if you have active agents, especially with different mechanisms of action, that you might get better anti-cancer effects with combination therapy. And so that research direction is being pursued with many combinations. And this is very relevant to the practicing physician. But there's really a big word of caution here because these drugs, they are different compounds, different structures. They don't work completely alike, but they do have the commonality, the common activity of inhibiting angiogenesis.
And we think
even temsirolimus.
Now, with temsirolimus, seems like everything inhibits angiogenesis.
If you give it the right way, everything does.
That's taxanes, right. I mean,
Cytoxan.
Right.
So, but the key point is that to jump into combinations without the safety data can be perilous for the patients. I think illustrative of this problem is the combination of sunitinib and temsirolimus. That may be the shortest phase one study I've ever participated in, and it lasted all of 3 patients. And that was with scaling back the dose of temsirolimus to just 10 milligrams and sunitinib to 25 milligrams. And clearly that combination on the usual schedules for both of those drugs was not tolerable for the patients. All of them had grade 3 or 4 toxicity within a few weeks of starting the treatment.
Of what type?
This was thrombocytopenia in one case. It was very bad hand-foot syndrome and skin rash to the point of requiring hospitalization in another patient and profound fatigue in a third patient. So I think the lesson is that you may have agents that work individually, but putting them together ad hoc without actual safety data can be perilous.